There's been mud on my soul. There's been anger inside me. There's still unforgiven deeds that now it's time to free. I've been trapped inside so long. Don't remember how to live. How much of life has passed me by as I slept inside my dreams. Oh yes, sip the waters too. Let them wash all over you.
Beauty bright, dreaming over the joys of night. Sleep, sleep, in thy sleep, little sorrows sit and weep. Sleep, sleep, beauty bright, sweet babe, in thy face soft desires I can trace. Secret joys and secret smiles, little pretty infant wiles. As thy softest limbs I feel, smiles as of the morning steal, o'er thy cheeks and o'er thy breast, where thy little heart does rest. Oh, the cunning wiles that creep in thy little heart asleep. When thy little heart does wake, then the dreadful lightnings break from thy cheek and from thy eye, o'er the youthful harvest nigh. Infant wiles and infant smiles, heaven and earth of peace beguiles. Poet is describing a child who is sleeping, dreaming o'er the joys of night. Little sorrows sit and weep. Sleep, O sleep, in thy face soft desires I can trace. Little joys and secret smiles, little pretty infant wiles. Sleep is such a beautiful thing. Those 6 to 8 hours of sleep keep us active and alive for the next 16 or 18 hours. One of the American authors has said that we as a nation are sleep deprived people, and sleep deprivation, in fact, is one of the major causes of many of the illnesses. Many people in the spiritual life or material life think that sleep is a waste of time, but sleep is the period where the life energy is accumulated. Sleep is the period where the life energy is stored, where systems become calm, where the excitement and the continuous bustle, the continuous rush of thoughts reduce. Everything becomes calm and quiet. In this quiet, in this calm, the real life-giving energy, Sanjeevani Shakti, is stored in the body, in the mind, and you wake up revitalized. You wake up rejuvenized to begin a new day. So in no way, sleep is a waste of time. Sleep and spiritual life are very closely linked with each other. Without good sleep, Samyak Nidra. Right sleep. Without good sleep, there is a sense of irritability. Without good, it's difficult to stay in the stage of soul consciousness. The work efficiency reduces. There's a heaviness in the mind, in the body. So, you must learn or know connection of sleep and spiritual life. For a successful spiritual life, you must complete your quota of sleep. That can vary from person to person. It cannot be one fixed time for everyone. You have to decide, what is the time period of sleep for me, when I will work to the fullest. So, this song we often heard, or rather, right from those earlier days of establishment of this yagya. Soja Raj Kumari. So Tape would play that song whilst all the children were about to go to sleep. There's something known as sleep hygiene. Sleep hygiene. And there are many points in that sleep hygiene. And one must know them. Not just know, but implement them. Without good sleep, the day would become a tedious journey. It will wear you out. The song says that you are princess. It is taking you or situating you in that self-respect. You are not ordinary person who is sleeping, but a princess who is going to sleep. So what things are necessary for sleep? Darkness. The presence of light disturbs the sleep. And from the moment artificial life, light has entered the life of man, the life has become disturbed. Illnesses have increased. There was a time when this artificial light was not there. Man was much happier creature. Now, we feel that we have conquered darkness. If you go to bigger cities, at 2 o'clock in the morning, at 12 midnight, the city is like the day, with that traffic buzz, and we feel proud that we have conquered darkness. But the presence of artificial light is a disturbance to sleep. That's why the best thing is, when you go to sleep, put off the lights. No light is needed. Or rather, it's a disturbance. There's a gland and the hormone secretions, melatonin. Some of our sleeping pills in medicine have got melatonin in it. Melatonin is secreted from the glands, pineal glands, when there is absolute darkness. And for that rhythm of cycle, this is must. The presence of light is an obstruction to the secretion of melatonin. So even scientifically speaking, they say that best is to put off the lights when you go to sleep. So that is the first thing or rule. See that no lights. But some people fear darkness. There's a fear of darkness, phobia associated with darkness. But this is also a method to overcome that phobia. The first thing is, while sleeping, better to make the lights off. Second, don't become an electronic zombie, an electronic madman. Everything is emanating something. You know, there is a blue light coming out from all the electronic devices. And that's very much damaging to the functioning of the brain. That's why they talk about screen time. What's the screen time? There are so many apps for blue light filters, strain on the eyes, and so on and so forth. So whenever you sleep, see that, if possible, in that room is free from all electronics. Best is switch it off. If you feel that there are no emergencies, or keep the devices, the gadgets, the gizmos in another room. But that room, better it remains free from all the Wi-Fi, especially at night, for that good night's sleep. If the sleep is good, the whole day is good. If the sleep is disturbed, the spiritual life gets disturbed. There is no yoga. There is no feeling of happiness. Sleep deprivation was used as a punishment once upon a time. The prisoners, the traitors would be caught and they were told or forced or coerced to reveal the secrets. And when they would not, they were made to suffer from sleep deprivation. Forcibly they would put them in big drums and they would keep on beating those drums, not allowing them to sleep even a wink of sleep. First day, second day, third day. And this sleep deprivation is such a thing that ultimately they would get forced. They would yield and reveal all the secrets. Because how long can you be sleep deprived? 1 day, 2 day, 3 day, 4 day. Suddenly all the symptoms, you start becoming mad. The brain functioning stops. So best is whenever you go to sleep, see that the room is free from all electronics, if possible. That is the second point in sleep hygiene. The third, time. The time of sleep. The best is to keep the times fixed. It's a very great purusharth effort. But it should become a habit that you keep your time of sleeping and time of waking up fixed. Though it may not be possible all the days, all the time. But as far as possible, if you can make this into a habit, there are so many people or Brahmins, they have fixed sleeping pattern. They sleep at fixed time and they get up at fixed time. This pattern itself brings so much joy in life. Without good sleep, the joy, the happiness disappears. And as I said, what is the ideal sleep time for everyone? It differs. It varies from person to person. For some person, 12 hours or less. For some, 10 hours, 8 hours, 6 hours. And there are yogis who just slept 4 hours. And there are people who even require lesser time than that. So it depends on your age, on your work conditions, the place you work, on the type of work you do whole day. Is it a very hard work or just a sedentary lifestyle? It also depends on so many other factors like food. So, time you have to decide. But see that your sleep is very deep, very sound, so that when you wake up, you feel refreshed. There are people, half of the world is sleeping with sleeping pills. You know that. Half of the world, they use sleeping pills. They don't get good sleep at all. No sleep. For sleep, you need a very calm mind. A disturbed mind, an anxious mind cannot sleep. An irritable mind cannot sleep. A mind full of vices finds it hard to sleep. They say in Christian literature that God slept on the seventh day after He created the world. He also needed sleep. That's why they created Sunday. So the third thing about sleep hygiene is time. It will take some time, but gradually you can do it. The fourth is place where you are sleeping. If that place is not good, see that the place is airy with good ventilation. People sleep in the rooms totally packed, not a breeze of air inside. Most of the heart attacks occur in suffocated rooms, in non-ventilated rooms. See that when you sleep, windows, doors, there's a good air. And if you don't have good air, especially in the bigger cities, You can take help of air purifiers, but see that the room is well ventilated. The air should be flowing in the room. It's all in the mind and the habit. We see that people sleep with doors and windows closed. And when you tell why, they said that we have developed allergies, this happens and that's happened. It affects our health. Yesterday I kept the window open, that's why today I got cough and cold. So that further, mosquitoes, okay. So you can use mosquito nets if you want. So see that the place where you sleep is good one, well ventilated. Fifth is noise. It's best to sleep in a place where there is no noise. It may not be possible, especially in bigger cities, metro cities, where there is continuous traffic going on. That's why spiritual people prefer mountains, hilly areas, where the noise pollution is less, air pollution is less, with those toxic gases in the air. How can you sleep? There was an aerial view taken of different cities like New York, and they found from aeroplane the entire city is covered with dark clouds. That is known as, what is that word from M? Dark coal. What is that word? No. Smog, mist, that is different. Something from M or something. So it's all dark, clouds. Because of the pollutions from the automobiles, from your vehicles, the dark glasses. Smog, no, there's yet another word. Soot. The dark. The atmosphere is totally polluted. People are so much focused on what to eat and what not to eat, but nobody is thinking about fresh air. Fresh air is what we live on. Fresh air is what is needed. Wherever there is lack of fresh air, diseases start. Pure air, fresh airs, airs of the mountains, airs of hilly region, airs of hill stations, they make you healthy. That's why they say that when a patient is not improving, they say that go to some hilly area, go to some fresh areas where you can breathe fresh air. With fresh air, thoughts change. With fresh air, with that unpolluted, uncontaminated air, you are a new person. We are made up of glasses, gases in fact. Whatever we eat, what is it becoming ultimately? From solid, it is converting into liquid. From liquids, they are converting into gas. So it is the gas that we require. So the more you inhale fresh air, your appetite goes down. You don't need physical food too much. So then next is pillow. That's a great addiction. People take these many pillows. 3 pillows, 4 pillows. Without that, they don't get good sleep. One is to take for resting. That is another. But best is no pillow. Not needed. You will find that many of the problems of the neck would get solved. Spondylosis and this and that. So this is also a sort of addiction. A sort of addiction. Best is to get rid of all the pillow business. But it is not possible in one day. So you have to go for a substitute. You reduce the size at least. Use folded bed sheets. And then gradually you don't need. Then mattresses. Which mattresses you are sleeping on. The more comfortable it is, you don't feel like to get up in the morning then. Dunlops. They say that there are so many medical studies nowadays coming in. They say that best is to sleep on the floor. All the your spine problems, everything will get okay. The alignment of the spine will take place. In the earlier initial period, it will be difficult, but gradually it will become a habit and you will enjoy it. Just a thin something, sheet, asleep. You will enjoy sleep. And the best thing is, you will get up early. It makes you sleep more when you are more comfortable with those coverings. Then, another thing about sleep is, best is to take as less as possible to cover you. Because you take, it's very cold and you are taking heavy. clothes or bed sheets or those, what are known as quilts. Quilts. So the temperature outside is cold and temperature inside is hot. So now you don't want to come out from that comfortable zone. See that the temperature outside and the temperature inside remain same. The people who prefer to sleep in the open, that's the best thing. There was one author who said that I slept under a tree for 1 year and that life was the best life of my life. That period was the best period of my life, where you are in touch with nature. So, the thicker your quilt, the lesser the chances that you get up for Amritvela. So, let it be a thin bedsheet, so that the temperature inside and the temperature outside is almost same. Especially in January. It's all about conquering cold. Snowman. Wim Hof. You can go and study this man. He's known as Snowman. Wim Hof. How he can survive in cold. He has broken records. And he teaches people how to develop cold resistance. And how it is deeply linked with spirituality. Wim Hof breathing is there. Wim Hof breathing techniques. He has written so many books. This guy, Wim Hof, who teaches people, he collects batch of people and takes them ice cold water. How you survive? The yogis of Himalaya, they used to survive in those icy conditions. They would take out and take bath. And they would not feel anything and they would rather become healthy. That's why even the bath should be Scottish bath or James Bond bath. First start with hot water, but always end with cold water. Always start with hot water, but end with cold water. And when you get used, no need of hot water as well. So cold. That breathing, that wakes you up. So these are some of the points about sleep hygiene. There are so many others. We will see that in some other class. But see that your sleep is sound. Your sleep is very deep sleep. And when you get up, you are fresh. You are ready for the new day. You are ready for a good Amritvela. And gradually try to reduce the doses of your sleeping pill by applying some other these techniques so that you get a natural sleep without the help of any sleeping pill. So that is Soja Raj Kumari. Namaste.